The first John Doe probe led to the convictions of several former Walker aides and friends. The second Doe investigation reportedly looks at whether there was illegal collaboration between third-party groups and Governor Walker and maybe other Republican candidates during the 2012 recall elections. Yesterday, as Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett urged Walker to veto the early voting bill, Barrett mentioned things like the 2011 legislative redistricting and the Does.
You have to look at what's happened here. What's happened here is you had the gerrymandering that took place, you've got the John Doe investigations, and now you've got this. And at some point, people are going to have to say, look, every single time you look at this, it is to try to have a heads I win, tails you lose scenario.
Also yesterday, the state Democratic Party put out a press release again calling on the governor to answer more questions raised by recent emails from the first John Doe probe. But Marquette University political science professor John McAdams says going after Scott Walker via John Doe still seems to be a failing strategy.
Voters do seem to care more about performance than they care about a scandal, unless the scandal, first, is real. And number two, it has to seem like it's important enough such that the politician in question really can't govern.
McAdams says he believes the typical voter thinks politics is sort of dirty anyway. Chuck Quirnbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.